Cheese. The McDonald's Dubbo and Wellington.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Hit 93.5's
Pippa and Jimmy.
Yeah, morning everyone. Happy Wednesday.
Hey everybody, what's happening?
I'm a little bit disappointed.
Why?
Oh, because we set up the fake spider web out the front of the house.
Yeah.
Only one set of kids came in for trick or treat.
Oh, only one.
And I said trick, nothing.
They didn't have any tricks up their sleeves.
No tricks up their sleeves.
Oh, kids.
So I am also quitting Halloween.
Are you?
Next year.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
That's
no
what
Halloween
you get.
For you. Still eating candy though?
Oh, I ate all the candy.
Yeah, good. Celebrated with a drink?
Yeah, with a drink.
I'm sure you'll still acknowledge the holiday.
Because I had last night, because I had the man flu, I had a vodka and orange juice to get the
vitamin C.
Vit C in there,
of course.
And the vodka to clear the throat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you must be feeling $1 million this morning.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness, what a massive show it is today. I know I don't usually like to say massive show.
No, because every show is a massive show.
Every show is a massive show. But up next, we're doing Pippa and Jimmy's reenactment.
We are, yes.
15 minutes as well. Why you shouldn't use toilet paper anymore.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Doctors have just been like, no, don't bother about the Kleenex anymore. Don't worry about the sorbent. Forget it. Just bypass it in the shops.
And then at 8:40 this morning, you think that we've done a big thing by bringing you the Derby Day 2017.
You think we've done a big thing by bringing you $5,000 in Smash for cash.
But Pippa and Jimmy, we are going to be announcing the biggest prize we've ever given away on Dubbo Radio at 8:40 this morning.
Ever.
This is going to make your Christmas.
Seriously, it's going to make your 2017.
Yeah.
It's a juggernaut. You don't want to miss it.
Wow. Okay, let's kick off the show because it's going to be a bang today.
Let's go. Let's do it. Wednesday. Yes. Come on, people.
Don't miss that. 8:40 this morning, the biggest prize we've ever given away on Dubbo Radio to send you to Christmas with a bang. Right now, Macklemore's Good Old Days at Dennis Pippa and Jimmy's reenactment. Play now, 13, 12, 16.
Somebody would it on a change. Don't miss the magic of these good old days.
8 minutes past six with Macklemore teaming up Kesha. It's called Good Old Days on Hit 93.5. We do it all thanks to Mint Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Stand by. Why you should no longer be using toilet paper in under 10 minutes time.
Australia's most difficult radio competition.
Here we go. It's Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. We're taking the stage and we are reenacting some iconic scenes from Australian television shows. And if you think you know what it is, 13 12 16 is the number you need to call if you want to win a prize.
It's that easy. Literally, you think you know what TV show we're reenacting after our acting skills, you just do it. You give us a call, 13 12 16.
That's right. We're going to send you off to Reflections Restaurant, Dubbo's hidden gem located at the Quality in Dubbo. I tell you what, if you want a good time, you need to go to Reflections Restaurant.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, people, we've been practicing in the ad break. Our scene. Are we ready to go for tonight?
We're ready to go.
Let's bring up the beep, 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 the beginning.
Yep.
Oh, computer's frozen.
Oh, no.
Oh, just bear. Oh, this is just bad for an
actor. Bear with.
Okay, you're ready to go. Let's do
okay.
it.
Okay.
Righto, Shelley, it's only 3 hours till tools down. How are the houses looking?
Oh, Scotty, I just don't know if these teams are going to get this room reveal done in time.
Really? You don't think they might get it done in time?
I'm looking at one team. They haven't even got Gyprock up on their walls.
What? No Gyprock? Have they had their safety inspection yet?
No, not that either. I'm so mad. I'm so disappointed. They've had so long to do this room and they've just been just dilly-dallying about.
Wow, Shelley, you're getting really enthusiastic. 3 hours later. Righto, tools down, everybody. Hey, sticks and wombat. Sticks and wombat.
Hang on, I've just got to drill this nail into the wall.
No, I said sticks, tools down, sticks and wombat.
Hang on, I'm nearly finished.
End scene.
Gee, we're good.
13, 12, 16. Here 93.5 with Fallout Boy, 13 minutes past 6, morning dub on the Central West. And don't forget, 8:40 this morning, we announce the biggest prize we've ever given away at Hit 93.5.
That's right.
Do not miss out on that announcement. But right now we are playing Australia's Most Difficult Radio Competition.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments, where we reenact very iconic scenes from Australian television shows.
Absolutely. And a couple of moments ago, we reenacted a scene from a recent reality TV show. Right. Righto, Shelley, it's only 3 hours till Tool's Down. How are the houses looking?
Oh, Scotty, I just don't know if these teams are going to get this room reveal done in time.
Wow, that was good because that's often what Shelley Craft says.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I've done my character research.
Yeah, you have. You've done
very accurate.
Really well.
Morning, Julie.
Morning.
Great to have you on the show. You've called up for Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. Julie, what do you think of Jimmy and my acting skills?
Oh, I think they're pretty good. Jimmy sounds like Scotty.
That is the correct answer.
Excellent. That is. Correct answer is we are very good skilled actors. Yeah. Perfect.
And you sound like Shelley.
Oh, excellent. Can I get one of those sound effects too, please?
Yep.
Great. Yeah, thank you so much, Julie. Excellent. So you have called for Pippa and Jimmy's reenactments. What show do you think we're reenacting, Julie?
My sister might be The Block.
Oh, there you go. Well
awkward, awkward if you'd said Renovation Rumble.
Yeah. Or House Rules.
Yeah. Or House Rules. Would have been awkward. Congratulations, Julie. We are sending you off for a fabulous experience at Reflections Restaurant. Have you been there, Julie?
No.
Oh, you are going to love it. It's Dubbo's hidden gem located at the Quality Inn. Not somewhere that you may think provides you with a fine dining, fabulous experience, but I tell you what, you're not going to be disappointed, so you're going to enjoy that.
Oh, look forward to that.
Oh, fantastic. Hey, Julie, thanks for coming on the radio with us this morning.
No worries.
Dubbo and the Central West number one with Love, I Like Me Better. Morning, everyone. Pippa, Jimmy on the air, 13, 12, 16, if you want to get in touch with us. Hey, if you're a car lover, our tech reviewer, Steve... Oh, pardon me. Tech reviewer Stephen Fenix reviewed the new Tesla battery only car.
Yes.
We're going to talk to him in around 40 minutes time.
Well, I went to the shops and bought a value pack of Kleenex toilet paper, and now I'm realising it was all for nothing. Waste of money. Might as well take it back.
Was it at least on special?
Yeah, it was on special. That's why you buy toilet paper.
Oh, yes.
I only ever buy... Who buys full-price toilet paper these days?
That is so true.
In 2017.
When mum or dad comes home as a kid with 14 rolls of toilet paper, like 14 bundles of it, you're like, it was on sale, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But people are saying that it doesn't clean properly and could cause worrying health problems. So experts and doctors have warned that using an alternative like a bidet or a wet wipe would actually kill the bacteria and rinse it away, which prevents it from causing infection.
Yeah, morning, everybody. 6:23.
Yeah, how you going?
Talking about your bum
Talking about bottoms and going to the toilet and using toilet paper, which apparently doesn't actually do anything.
You know what? For about a year, I used to use wet wipes to do
To clean myself. Do your business.
But then the house I was living in over in London, the toilet got clogged.
Because of wet wipes.
So my flatmates made me stop using wet wipes.
Yeah, see, if you're using the wet wipes, really you should put them in the bin.
That's a bit gross, isn't it?
Well, that's what they do for babies.
Ugh.
So it's like we're reverting back to when we were newborns.
I don't want to wrap up my wet wipe in toilet paper.
That's what you do with a nappy, though.
Is that?
Well, yes. So you don't flush a nappy. You don't flush a wet wipe. You put it in the nappy bin with the dirty nappies and the wet wipes. And then when that gets full, you take it out and put it in the bin.
We need a different type of bin rather than just the open
it's
bin.
It's not the kitchen bin.
Well, you know what we need? We need, even for guys' toilets, if we're going to start using the wet wipes, we need those sanitary bins where you can't see inside it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because you don't want to be sitting on the toilet doing your business and you see your flatmates pooey wet wipes next
to you. What you're saying is you don't want the shame surrounded with seeing that, okay, I'm putting a dirty wet wipe in the bin. So countries like Japan, Italy, Greece very commonly use bidets to clean themselves. Did you ever use a bidet in Europe?
I don't even know what that's where you do. It's got the squirty thing.
Yeah. It's like a little flushes you out.
You know what? I just noticed for the first time the house I live in at the moment has a bidet.
What?
Yeah, it's got a bidet.
In Dubbo 2830.
In Dubbo 2830.
You've got a bidet.
A bidet.
Gee, you're a bit fancy, aren't you?
I even tested it out the other day. I pressed the button and squirted it.
Living at Club Med Dubbo or something?
I am, yeah.
Unbelievable. Why aren't you using it?
Well, I usually do my business at work.
Oh, right. Okay. good to know what you do when you go to the toilet there. Yeah. But countries such as Britain, the US and Australia, that we rely on toilet paper, but now experts are saying that wiping, it could be leaving stuff behind that could be causing us issues.
Well, there you go.
So everybody, we're going to Jimmy's house to do our number twos.
No.
That's Club Med, mate. You fancy.
I don't want a line to go to the toilet.
Well, we need one. This is safe. It's for our health. You know I've been taking some...
Hit 93.5, Demi Lovato, Morning Dubbo on the Central West. Stand by 8.40 this morning. We announced the biggest prize we've ever given away on Dubbo Radio. And it is all thanks to Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit their display homes.
Hit 93.5.
Give us a call anytime, 13 12 16. Joining us right now from the wonderful techguide.com.au. His name is Stephen Fenwick. And Stephen, you had the pleasure of test driving the new Tesla car. It's fully battery operated. Tell us all about it.
I have, yeah. I had a chance to go see Midnight Oil up at Hope Estate at the Hunter Valley.
Great.
And I thought, well, why don't we get away? Let's give a Tesla a try. So I got a Model X, which is the 7-seater. We folded down the rear seats to make it a 4-seater. So it was, you know how there's a little term that when people are running low on their smartphone battery, they get what they call battery anxiety.
Yeah.
They're
worried
they're going to run out. Well, we've all been there, haven't we?
Exactly. Well, you can imagine that on a grander scale with a car. So I'm thinking, well, I'm going to take this challenge. I'm going to drive this. It's a couple of hours drive to the Hunter Valley for Sydney. So I thought, let's give it a go. We started off, I think, about 97% with the battery. By the time we got there, and the GPS was good enough to show this, so I entered the address where we needed to go, and even before I'd moved off, not even gone an inch, it had already told me that by the time I arrived, it told me what the battery level was going to be. So it predicted that when I got there, it's going to be 38%.
Of the car.
That's a 38% battery level left. It was actually 39%, so nearly got it exactly right, even without me driving, just by typing in an address.
So the Tesla, what
it
happened
had my
then?
Back. Well, wow. When I arrived at the place we were staying at, I parked the car near an outdoor plug, so just a normal outdoor 240-volt plug, and connected the car overnight, and that sort of got me about another 15 to 20%. The next morning, I got up, had a game of golf, but drove. I found that there was, near the Crown Plaza where we play golf, there is a winery, Peterson's Winery, which I found on an app called Plug Find. So it tells you where all the nearest chargers are. Peterson's Winery, which was just up the road, had 3 Tesla chargers.
Oh,
so I thought, great. So I drove it up there, plugged the car in for about an hour, hour and a half, and went to the cafe, had a coffee and a drink and whatever. Came out, had another 20% charge. That afternoon, we got the bus to Midnight Oil. They don't let you drive, so we got the bus there. I kept the car on charge, just charging through the house. And then the next morning, I was back up to 97% and had enough to drive home.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Fabulous.
It's really good. And the Model X, I'll just give you a quick description. It's a 7-seater. The 2 back doors open up DeLorean style, like in Back to the Future. So they open up like that. So they're these gullwing doors. Everything's fully controllable from within the car. It can open all the doors, shut all the doors from inside the car. It's got, obviously being electric, it's silent. So the only sound you hear is the tyre on the road. There's no engine sound.
Yeah, of course.
He's a passionate supporter of all things electronics. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Hit 93.5, it's Pippa and Jimmy on the air. And we're bringing you the biggest party of 2017.
99, 1. Sorry, darling, I'm just signing off on these autographs. I've got to get them out today.
That's okay, Queen Lapeepa.
Busy and important and fabulous. Everybody wants a piece of me, you know.
We're bringing you the biggest party of 2017 this weekend with Hit 93.5's Derby Day. And stand by at 8.40 this morning, the announcement of the biggest prize we've ever given away is coming up. Queen Lapeepa, thank you so much for joining us in the studio. For for another day. It's much appreciated.
Darling, it is my pleasure. There's nowhere else I would rather be across Dubbo in the Central West than right here in the Hit 93.5 studios with you, gorgeous thing, you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Now, today you're in studio, Queen Lapipa, to give us some tips on getting in VIP access when you're not a VIP.
Exactly. Now, obviously, darlings, I don't have this issue because I'm a VIP. So, you know, but for all the commoners out there, darlings, here are a few hot tips from the best, from the cream of the crop that might help you. I mean, you know, when you talk about being a VIP, as you know, as I say, it's all about you've got to look like you know what you're doing.
Okay.
You've got to look like you belong there, you know. So it's all about confidence when you're strutting up or swanning up, you know, to the tent. You know, maybe just pull out your phone, you know, be on a very important business phone call to Europe somewhere or something. I don't know. Be like, darling, yes, John, and then call out to someone in the tent. You don't know who John is. You don't know if there's a John in there. Like, John, darling, get me another champagne. Yes, I'll be in one tick. I've just got to finish off this deal in Finland. And then, you know, people are so intimidated by the fact that, oh my God, she must really know what she's doing. I'm not going to come up against her and ask if she should be here and where's her ticket. You know what I mean? So it look like you belong there, darling. I mean, bribes, they never go astray either. You know, just a cheeky 20, you know, with whoever's on the door, you know, maybe squeeze their bicep of, you know, the bouncer and be like, oh, ding dong. Hello,
okay,
darling.
Harvey Weinstein.
No, I'm just saying, you know, men love that, you know. Just, you know, start chatting to them about the horses. Oh, how was your bet on the last race? Oh, 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 oh. You know, and then just sneak on in, you know. That's always a good thing. I mean, look, usually I'm not going to encourage jumping the fence or crawling under a tent because, I mean, you know, it can just ruin your outfit. But, you know, if you need to gird your loins, darlings, I'm not against doing that.
You'd be too classy to jump the fence, though,
wouldn't
you?
Darling, I'm far too classy for any of that kind of behaviour. Look, if all else fails, the fail-safe card that I always go with is you just look them dead in the eye and you say, don't you know who I am?
Queen Lapipa.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us in the studio.
Can't go wrong, babies. I can't wait to see you there. Harry Bigmore and Tommy
Lee. Leading Edge Computers, Dubbo. For everything Apple, PC and more.
Cooper and Jimmy's Smash for Cash.
Yeah, morning, everybody. 5K Wednesday, as Pippa's dubbed it, which I absolutely love, Pippa.
That's right. $5,000 is on the line and it could be yours.
Yeah.
Jasmine, hello.
Hello.
Oh, my goodness. You've pulled over in your car on the side of the road and you've called up for 5K Wednesday. Are you around kind of in town at the moment or are you kind of out of town?
I'm just heading out of town to work. I'm going to be late, so hopefully I have a really good excuse to be late.
Sorry,
oh,
I'm late,
fantastic.
Boss. Just won a cheeky 5K on the radio.
Where are you pulled over at the moment? Just so people can give you a beep and a wave as they go past.
I'm just on Brisbane Street heading towards Purvis Lane.
Oh,
perfect.
Awesome.
Know exactly
perfect.
Where you are. Great.
Hey, also, make sure you stick your radio on when you get to work, Jasmine, because at 8:40 this morning, we are announcing the biggest prize we've ever given away, and it's going to be for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Be fantastic.
So, okay. Jasmine, I know you're probably a bit nervous. Now, you're telling us that you've got a very good guess with the help of your daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's have a listen to the sound for you once more, Jasmine. That's it there. What do you think we've smashed with a hammer for $5,000?
I've been told that it's a plastic mouse trap by my daughter.
Plastic mouse trap.
Yep.
We've actually had that guess before.
We have, Jasmine. It's not a mouse trap. Not a wooden mouse trap or a plastic mouse trap.
That's okay. I can let her know.
Oh, Jasmine, thank you so much for calling and being such a good sport.
That's okay, thanks.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Oh,
it doesn't love us back because we didn't give her $5,000. People just want us for our money, don't they?
I want our cash. You're going to want us at 8:40 as well.
Oh, we are going to be the most wanted peeps in town.
We've got a big secret.
It's been revealed.
8:40 this morning right here on Hit 90.
It's just
90
humongous.
3.5.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Yeah, morning, everybody. Stand by because we are A, what is it, AK minus three?
8K-3.
I don't know, something.
Oh, T-5.
T-5 minutes away from making the announcement of the biggest prize we've ever given away on Dubbo Radio. We are so excited. The prize blew our minds. And up next, I reckon it's going to blow your mind as well. We're going to do it in 5 minutes' time. But first, Pippa, what's trending?
We've got a special edition of Trending Now this morning. Breaking news about an hour ago of an incident that happened at the World Trade Center Memorial Site in New York. Let's cross live to New York now with Alice Monfries from Nine News.
Joining us now from Nine News, Alice Monfries. How you doing, Alice?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. It's pretty chaotic here, though, I can tell you. I'm basically at the end of Chambers Street, where it's all been cordoned off here by the New York police. We're all being kept a fair way back, and we're all sort of trying to get our heads around exactly what's happened here. We're being told that, you know, when this terror incident first started unfolding and everyone began screaming, a lot of people, of course, being Halloween over here, weren't quite sure how seriously to take it until they saw that truck mount the bike path and begin hitting cyclists and also pedestrians and you know, eventually coming to a stop, I'm told, after hitting a bus. I've spoken to a few witnesses who've told me that it was obviously a pretty horrific scene to witness, and they're all sort of trying to piece together exactly how it unfolded.
Now, Alice, the reports are coming through that there have been some fatalities as well.
Yeah. Well, the last I've heard from police here is that there have been 7 fatalities. That's the last confirmed number. We're not sure whether that number's going to continue to rise.
Now, this hasn't been confirmed as an attack of terror, has it? But it was a targeted attack?
We're being told it's a deliberate attack. They are saying it's a possible terrorist incident.
Okay.
At this stage, a targeted attack is what they're saying, a deliberate attack.
Okay. Fantastic. Alice Monfries from Channel 9 News. We know you've got to get back to the Today Show. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely fantastic. Alice giving up her time there for us because I think she's going to be on the Today Show any second now.
Yeah.
So
we will obviously keep you updated throughout the day and in your news bulletins across that story as it unfolds.
Absolutely. But stand by. Up next, after Imagine Dragons Thunder, it is time for the big announcement.
It's the moment you've all been waiting for.
Just a young gun with the...
Hit 93.5. Good morning, everybody. This is Pippa and Jimmy. We are on the air. And right now, at 8:39 and 20 seconds, we promised it at 8:40, this announcement.
We did. So we are right on time.
It is amazing.
Okay. If you're driving, pull over your car. Everybody just stop what you're doing. Seriously.
It is huge.
This is massive because this is the biggest prize that anyone has ever given away on Dubbo Radio.
Absolutely.
This is history in the making, Jimmy.
When we went to the Mars Group Family Properties display home and saw this prize, we were amazed ourselves.
Gobsmacked.
Because you can actually go there and check it out.
You can. You can touch it. You can feel it. You can get in it.
Mm-hmm. As of this weekend, we have the biggest party of 17.
2017, we do. Dubbo Derby Day.
As of Monday, we give away the biggest prize we've ever given away before with Pippa and Jimmy's Lucky Duck.
That's right.
To win this prize, firstly, you've got to get a lucky duck from Pippa and Jimmy.
You do. So have it on hit to listen to how you can get yourself a lucky duck.
Yeah. Or you can head to hit.com.au and pre-register to get a lucky duck.
That would be a good idea just to increase your chances. If you want to get on the front foot with it, head to hit.com.au.
And one lucky duck is going to win a sensational prize valued at over $30,000.
The prize is a Hornet portable swim spa.
Wow.
Oh, get out.
Get out of town.
Get in, more like it. See what I did there?
This is what we are giving away is a massive swim spa. It's halfway between a pool and a spa.
This is, it's not just a spa, a little jacuzzi. It's like you can swim in it.
You can actually do laps in the thing.
Yes, it fits over 5 people in there. It's wide, it's tall. It's nearly as tall as you and I, Jimmy.
It is. It is absolutely huge. It is an amazing prize. If you've ever wanted to have a spa bath in the back of your place or even a pool, this is going to be perfect for you.
Just forget about bathroom baths with the little jets in there, because this is next level. This is going to take up probably half your yard.
Yep.
It is going to make you the talk of the town, because parties at your place are going to be pumping, because everybody's going to come around in their togs and want to jump in your swim spa and have a good time. You could probably get a few giant inflatables in there. It's that big.
Now, a normal spa, you're looking at like about two metres by two.
Yeah, you know, and it's awkward because you get a couple of people in there and then your knees start touching and everybody feels a bit self-conscious.
But this spa, get this, 4.5 metres by 2.5 metres by almost 1.5 metres.
It's massive.
This thing is huge. They're going to deliver it and pop it in your place as well, provided you live in the 2830 postcode.
This is why you're going to need a crane for the prize, because it's that big. They're literally going to dump it in your backyard.
Don't worry, we'll provide the crane for you as well to dump it in.
I tell you what, those hydrotherapy spa jets, it's going to give you a new lease on life. You're not going to know yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a luxurious prize, people.
This is the biggest prize we've ever given away. This is valued at over $30,000, a Hornet portable swim spa, thanks to our amazing friends at Mars Group Family Properties. House and land packages available now. Visit their display home while you're there. Check out this swim spa.
Yes, you can get on the front foot with this and you can go and you can touch it, you can feel it, you can see it, you can go, how's this going to look in my backyard? You can go there today, right now. Forget work, just drive to Mars Group Family Properties now. You can see it right now.
Check it out. Don't forget, pre-register for your lucky duck at hit.com.au to increase your chances. And as of Monday morning, we're going to start giving away those ducks.
It's Pippa and Jimmy's lucky duck.
This one goes out to this massive swim spa. Yeah. Sears are the greatest.
It is the greatest swim spa of all time. Right now.
It's Hit 8:43 morning. Pippa, Jimmy, morning Dubbo on the Central West. Post Malone's rock star. Harry Styles Love on Tour 2017, presented by Frontier Touring. Tickets sold out for the Emerald Theatre November 26th. But to win your way there, become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Oh my gosh, what a morning.
It's been big, hasn't it?
What an SHOW.
If you missed any of it, we had, who did we speak with before? Alice Monfries from Channel 9. She joined the show.
Live from New York with the breaking news over there.
Yeah, which was quite sad to hear that at the moment 7 people confirmed to have passed away in what they're calling a terrorist incident, but they haven't been able to confirm if it's a terrorist attack or not at the moment.
Yeah, they're calling it a deliberate attack, but yet to confirm whether or not it's a terrorist-related incident
or not. So, it's been quite sad, but if you've got friends or relatives in the US at the moment or over in New York, it's okay because they've detained the only suspect. So
that's right.
No further threat at the moment.
And authorities are saying there is no need for people to panic because, they've detained the person in custody that they wanted to. So obviously your news headlines coming up at 9. We'll give you all the details on that.
Absolutely. Then around 15 minutes ago, people, we announced the biggest prize that we've ever given away on Dubbo Radio before.
We're giving you a swim spa, guys, valued at over $30,000. It's just outrageous.
This is amazing. This is one of those prizes where I wish I didn't work in radio so I could win it.
I know. Everyone that we know, can you please enter into this so that if we know you, we can come to your house?
Would it be unethical if it ended up in the back of my place?
Don't care. Seriously, this is an amazing prize. It's not just a little jacuzzi hot tub situation like you saw on the block. This is a monster of a spa that can fit you and all your mates in there.
It's absolutely amazing. You can check it out at the Mars Group Family Properties display home right now if you want to see it. We do it all thanks to them. And from Monday, you can win a lucky duck to go into the draw to win that amazing swim spa.
Right.
But it also, one thing we haven't mentioned, pinch and a punch the first day of the month, slap on the back so you can't give it back.
Oh, happy November.
Happy November.
Happy Movember.
Oh.
Which kicks off today. Is this your 3-day growth? Are you just getting a bit of a head start on it?
Now, let's not be cheeky here, Pippa.
I'm not being cheeky. I'm just saying, are you participating? Because it looks like you are.
You're being cheeky. I'm not participating.
No.
I cannot grow a moustache. We all know
can
that.
Can you really?
No. Oh, well, I could. But
you look like you can. You've got a bit of a shadow happening.
I've got the 3 PM shadow because I shaved 3 days ago, so it's up to
a bit of a 3 day growth.
3 day
shadow. What happens if you just don't touch it?
I'll let it all grow, but it's not great.
Okay. I don't think are mows for Movember great though. I don't know if the point is to be great. It's all to raise awareness for prominent health issues amongst men, prostate cancer, testicular cancer, mental health and suicide prevention. Yeah. So it's not about growing a moustache just so that you look good. It's about raising awareness and funds.
Yeah, so if you see a guy out there with a moustache this Movember.
That's right.
Get a clothes peg and
just,
peg it on
you
there.
Know, throw him a fiver.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to do a good thing.
Peg it to his beard.
Yeah, actually, that's all his moustache. He might not have a beard.
Sorry, yes.
He might go. He might not go the moustache and the beard. He might just go the mo. So it started in 2003, and the foundation has grown to fund more than 1,200 men's health initiatives across 21 countries. It's the only charity to take men's health to a global scale.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Is this moustache of yours going to be seen on a global scale? That's what I want to know.
This is not anything to do with Movember.
Well, mine might be.
I don't do Movember.
I might grow one.
I can tell.
I can support men's health.
Looks like you are.
Yeah, I am.
How long's it been since you shaved?
Well, you know, it's the first day, so I'm going to start now. I'm not going to obviously shave today. I'm going to grow it. You wait till the 12th, mate. Look out.
Check out more details about Movember. Just Google Movember on whatever internet platform you use.
Yeah, that's right. Google, Safari, Chrome.
I think Google is
Internet
Chrome.
Internet Explorer. I was just testing it.
Yeah, great.
Yes, Movember.
I think I need a nap after today's show.
Do you? You feel a bit worn out.
Yeah.
You just need to go and comb your moustache as well.
Can we drop the whole moustache thing?
I'm just saying you could probably grow one.
I don't think I can.
You really?
And I'm not gonna be suckered into any sort of challenge on the radio.
Really?
You're not
going to be.
Absolutely not.
Okay, we'll see about that.
Great.
November's a long month, mate.
Mike's up next.
Yeah, he is. Actually, ask him if he's growing one for Movember.
Mike?
Mike, where are you?
Mike.
He's not in the studio.
He might be in the bathroom.
Might be in the bathroom shaving for the last time for the month.
If he's out there, he'll hear us right now.
Yeah,
Mike,
that's right.
Could you come in here and let us know if you've grown a moustache?
Yeah, that'd be great. He's not coming in.
What about Pete? Pete from the Arvos.
Yeah, Pete. Actually, Pete from Arvos might grow one. He's having a baby soon, you know.
Oh.
Isn't that exciting?
Often new dads have moustaches. I can't be bothered shaving.
Just doing something to wet the baby's head. It's a bit of a congratulatory, hooray, I'm a father, here's a moustache. Very traditional in some countries.
Just so you know, I'm a man.
Yes, exactly.
I'll grow a beard and a moustache.
Okay, we've established that everyone could grow moustaches.
Including you?
Including me, yep. So I'll be taking part in Movember, so that's going to be great. Have a great day, everyone. Love you lots. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Do it.